not only this, but I mean, serious business also. Think, what is that?
So Lord Ramachandra, as a Kshatriya, should have fought with Bali face to face, but instigated by his friend, he killed him from behind the tree. Thus he deviated from the religious principles of his Kshatriya. Also, he was so attracted by the beauty of Sita that he converted Surpanaka, the sister of Ravana, into an ugly woman by cutting off her nose and ears. Surpanaka proposed an intimate relationship with him, and as a Kshatriya, he should have satisfied her. But he was so selfish that he could not forget Sita Devi and converted Surpanaka into an ugly woman. Before that birth as a Kshatriya, he took his birth as a Brahmana boy, known as Vamanadeva, and asked charity from Bali Maharaj. Bali Maharaj was so magnanimous that he gave him whatever he had. Yet Krishna, as Vamanadeva, ungratefully arrested him just like a crow and pushed him down to the Patala kingdom. We know all about Krishna and how ungrateful he is. But here is the difficulty. In spite of his being so cruel and hard-hearted, it is very difficult for us to give up talking about him. Not only are we unable to give up...
It is the most sinful that we cannot give up his talk. That is all. Kaupas says, Indra is all my fault, my love. Kaupas says, Indra is all my fault, my love. Indra is here, looking for me. He has finding out so many difficulties in the life of the sea. But cannot give up. If he cannot give up, stop his thoughts.
But here is the difficulty. In spite of his being so cruel and hard-hearted, it is very difficult for us to give up talking about him. Not only are we unable...
This is called Yella. That the beloved baby must pray. That is, to see the love cannot withdraw the love. That is possible. Krishna Bhagavatam, this is Vaishnava. Krishna may be very cruel, but I cannot withdraw my love for him. This is real. If Krishna benefits me, then I love. But that is not love, that is being. But in spite of Krishna's all cruelty, I cannot withdraw. This is yes. That is only possible with Krishna. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted that there is no better conception of worshipping Krishna than who got contemplated by the gopis. There is a topmost worship of Krishna. There is no comparison. There are different kinds of devotees, but nobody can compare with gopis. The topmost love of Krishna.
But here is the difficulty. Despite his being so cruel and hard-hearted, it is very difficult for us to give up talking about him. Not only are we unable to give up his talk, but great sages and saintly persons are also engaged in talking about him. We gopis of Vrindavan do not want to make any more friendships with this blackish boy, but we do not know how we shall be able to give up remembering and talking about his activities.
Don't want to be pleasant. But how could you have at his thought, that is our thought. We don't want him at all. Once there is a prayer, Krishna strict, rigorous yogi to try to capture you within your heart. It cannot be. But our position is that we want to drive you out from our heart. It cannot be. We want to capture Krishna within the heart. It cannot. But you are so strongly seated in our heart that we want to drive you out so that we can divert our attention to other things. But you cannot do this. So please go away from us. This is Gopi Sri. Dhamma Kasir Pasana Bhagavadhi Bhagavadhi Jatam.
Since Krishna is absolute, the so-called unkind activity are as well as poor as the kind activity. Many persons and great devotees like the gopis cannot give up Krishna in any circumstances. Lord Chaitanya therefore prays, Krishna, you are free and independent in all respects. You can either embrace me or crush me under your feet, whatever you like. You may make me brokenhearted by not letting me see you throughout my whole life, but you are my only object of love. In my opinion, Srimati Radharani continued, you should not hear about Krishna, because as soon as a drop of the nectar of his transcendental activities is poured into the ear, one immediately rises above the platform of duality, attraction and rejection. Being completely free from the attraction of material attachment, one gives up the attachment for this material world, family, home, wife, children, and everything which is materially dear to every person. Being dispossessed of Being dispossessed of all material acquisition, one makes his relatives and himself unhappy. When he wanders in search of Krishna, either as a human being or another species of life, even as a bird, it is very difficult to actually understand Krishna, his name, his qualities, his form, his pastimes, his paraphernalia, and his entourage. Srimati Radharani continued to speak to the black messenger of Krishna. Please do not talk anymore about Krishna. It is better to talk about something else. We are already doomed, like the black spotted she-deer in the forest, who are enchanted by the sweet musical vibration of the hunter. In the same way, we have been enchanted by the sweet words of Krishna, and again we are thinking of the rays of the nails of his toes. We are becoming more and more lustful for his association. Therefore, I request you not to talk of Krishna anymore. This talk of Radharani with the bumblebee messenger and her accusing Krishna and at the same time her inability to give up talking about him are symptoms of the topmost transcendental ecstasy called Mahabhava. The ecstatic Mahabhava manifestation is possible only in the persons of Radharani and her associates. Great acharyas like Srila Rupa Goswami and Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur have analyzed these Mahabhava speeches of Srimati Radharani, and they have been described, and they have described the different sentiments such as Udurna, bewilderment, and Jalpa Prati Galpa, talking in different ways. In Radharani is found the science of Ujjala, or the brightest jewel, or love of God. While Radharani was talking with the bee, and the bee was flying hither and thither, it all of a sudden disappeared from her sight. She was in full mourning due to separation from Krishna, and was feeling ecstasy by talking with the bee. But as soon as the bee disappeared, she became almost mad, thinking that the messenger bee might have returned to Krishna to inform him all about her talking against him. Krishna must have been very sorry to hear it, she thought. In this way, she was very much overwhelmed with another type of ecstasy. In the meantime, the bee, flying hither and thither, appeared before her again. She thought, Krishna is still kind to me. In spite of the messenger carrying disruptive messages, he is so kind that he has again sent the bee to take me to him. Srimati Radharani was very careful this time not to say anything against Krishna. My dear friend, I welcome you, she said. Krishna is so kind that he has again sent you. Krishna is so kind and affectionate to me that he has sent you back, unfortunately, in spite of your carrying my message against him. My dear friend, you can ask for me whatever you want. I shall give you anything because you are so kind upon me. You have come to take me to Krishna because he is not able to come here. He is surrounded by new girlfriends in Mathura, but you are a tiny creature. How can you take me there? How will you be able to help me in meeting Krishna while he is taking rest there along with the goddess of fortune and embracing her to his chest? Never mind. Let us forget all these things about my going there or sending you. Please let me know. Please let me know how Krishna is faring in Mathura. Tell me if he still remembers his foster father, Nanda Maharaj, his affectionate mother, Yasoda, his cowherd friends, and his poor friends like us, the gopis. I am sure that he must sometimes sing about us. We served him just like maid servants, without any payment. Is there any possibility that Krishna will again come back and place his arms around us? His limbs are always fragrant with the aguru scent. Please put all these inquiries to Krishna. Uddhava was standing near, and he heard Radharani talking in this way, as if she had become almost mad after Krishna. He was exceedingly surprised at how the gopis were accustomed to think of Krishna constantly in that topmost ecstasy of Mahabhava love. He had brought a message in writing from Krishna, and now he wanted to present it before the gopis, just to pacify them. He said, "My dear gopis, your mission of human life is now successful. You are all wonderful devotees of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, you are eligible to be worshipped by all kinds of people. You are worshipable throughout the three worlds because your minds are wonderfully absorbed in the thought of Vasudeva, Krishna. He is the goal of all kinds of pious activities and ritualistic performances, such as giving in charity, rigidly following the austerity of vows, undergoing severe penances, and igniting the fire of sacrifice. He is the purpose behind the chanting of different mantras, the reading of the Vedas, controlling the senses, and concentrating the mind in meditation. These are some of the many different processes for self-realization and attainment of perfection of life. But actually, they are only meant for realizing Krishna and dovetailing oneself in the transcendental loving service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the last instruction of the Bhagavad Gita also. Although there are descriptions of different kinds and processes of self-realization, at the end, Krishna recommended once you give up everything and simply surrender unto him. All of the processes are meant for teaching one how to surrender ultimately unto the lotus feet of Krishna. The Bhagavad Gita also says that this surrendering process